from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Oh, greetings. Thank you for joining us. July 11, 2018. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller. Greetings tonight. For our, all systems go so far to make Blog Top very, angry tonight, so that's good. We do have, for tonight, I have gone to the headlines because there's only so far I can go into my brain for channeled information, and of course I'll prepare more down the road, but usually I kind of wing most of this, and even YouTube is, I usually just go by whatever comes through, whatever message that spirit world has. So for tonight, of course this is sunny Florida. Of course, it's 8 o'clock, but sun is not going down, so it's not very sunny anymore, but it's close to it. So I figured we'll check the headlines of what's going on the internet. So I'm going to close down Facebook before it tries to possess me. First one is actually from YouTube. Of course, I posted some of this on 5D Spirit Crew. This is a social network. As I'm told, social network, and also see some alien sightings that have been posted, or ships, and audio recordings of Mantis and Archons, possibly. So you have 5D Spirit Crew. You can also find me at IvanTeller.com. More details, channeling aliens, spirits, and all kinds of madness. Here's one. This is kind of old news. It came out in April. Is Google always listening? You can find this on YouTube. Just do a search. User is Mitch Machalo. I don't know how to pronounce that. But if you just do a search, it's Google always listening, live test. And basically what happens is guys doing searches on the web, just regular looking on the web, and no big deal, and then he closes everything down, and he closes down the web browser, and he starts talking about dog toys and how much he wants to buy dog toys, just like a fake conversation with himself, basically. And then when he goes online, he sees ads for dog toys. So, yeah. So they try to get away from all of this. Big Brother, good luck. It is, your phone is probably always listening to you. Everyone's always listening to you. It's just the Orwellian world that we live in. Of course, if you want to be paranoid, that's up to you. Of course, when you go into galactic stage, yes, they are definitely. I mean, when you have alien beings that are in another dimension, those in the third dimension aren't really listening. They don't realize it. Especially there is a ghost dimension also, what the alien dimension does see. And the alien dimension is basically beings can roam around us with not a problem at all. They don't have to worry about bumping in the furniture or anything like that. There's also alien tourism that goes through. It can go through your house and go through anywhere. Basically a bunch of aliens are together just amazed about what we have done to this world. Positive or negative. I don't think they're, they're just amazed by where this world has gone. So we are in disclosure mode. Of course, we've been disclosing for a long, way before I've been involved with this, of course. But it does feel like disclosure, alien disclosure, you could say spiritual disclosure, is opening up more and more. We are also open up to your calls. If you'd like to call in, guest call in is 516-387-1459. And the next broadcast I'm planning on is Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern for right now. Might change, might not. It's always up in the air. So I just do these when I can. It'll also be another one on Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern, this coming Sunday with special guests. That will be the theory of everything. The interview shows are for called the theory of everything. Let's see here. What else we have here? Oh, yes, sure. More from, well, I imagine this is online somewhere too. I mean, for news stories. But 2 Mile Crack has opened up in Arizona. An expert warned that it could get larger. And this is on YouTube. And, well, I would just do a search for it. Watch JoJo. And those of you seen me on YouTube, of course, this is radio, you don't see it, but I do have a new mascot here in the corner, a cat, a steampunk cat. I was going to call him JoJo, actually, if that kind of reminded me on it. So, let's see this 2 Mile Crack. Let's see here. Jeez. Yeah, anything's possible. As for earth changes, anything is possible. You know, we are going through awakening. Of course, last week I felt more of an alien presence going to be appearing in the skies around mid this week, but unlikely, what I felt also. But it does not mean it's not going to happen in our future. Of course, here's Linda Moulton Howe. Is a magnetic pole shift about to wreck planet Earth? It's a possibility. That would definitely awaken people, wouldn't it? Anything's open for that. It's a possibility. Same as the monetary system. That would wake people up, that's for sure. Well, they'll get them off their high horse of something's on its way. Is it the pole shift? It could vary. I mean, I do see weather patterns as a possibility. But they're not really going into full details of what's going to, you know, occur. But it's, you know, everything's in the cards, but nothing's being really revealed at this moment. And I believe Trump is in, I know I don't want to go into the politics, but we're going to go into it for a little bit. He is in, was it Germany, I believe, for the NATO summit. And I believe he's going to meet Putin. Of course, I didn't look that up. I believe he's going to meet Putin this Saturday. I looked it up earlier. I didn't really find a whole lot on it, but maybe I didn't look hard enough. I believe the whole idea, this is actually peace talks. I mean, even if he's going into, you know, scandal rag central, which is, you know, especially the media is always spinning everything. Oh, we have a car here. Here, I'm just yapping away. I'm not realizing. Okay, we have a car. All right, you are now live. Greetings.
Hello, how are you?
Well, doing well. Thank you for joining us.
I just wanted to call in again and talk about why we're not talking about that meteor that landed off the coast of Washington not too long ago that they called a meteor, and it just kind of disappeared from the news, and I really don't understand why people aren't interested in this topic. Any idea of, or what would be your
cover up.
Opinion of that?
Yeah, it's a galactic cover up, you can say, or a shadow government cover up. Yeah, it was on secure team, right? That hit the.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know. Right.
But which
and,
ocean?
You know, we haven't heard anything else about it at all. There were lots of witnesses in the area that saw it and did not believe. At the time, they didn't identify it as a meteor. They identified it as a ship. And that was something that is hearsay, of course, but that is what was spoken of in the article. And then all of a sudden, they bring up these two little rocks after spending all this money to send divers down there to just shut everybody up, basically. It's my belief.
Yeah, or
there's
alien visit. Yeah, they're keeping all the alien visitations. You know, close, you know, as close down as they can. It might be, I don't know why I feel it might be part of like a warning of what's to come, not in a negative way, but kind of letting
right.
them know what's coming. So that
there
might
are
be.
So many people that are just not looking up. They're looking down. That's what the,
yeah.
you know, we talk about with the cell phones and distractions and the news and all that jazz. And they're just not paying attention. And, I mean, I see it all day long walking around with, like, these zombies. And I do, you know, really mean not to insult anyone, but I do find that the elderly population is disconnected tremendously now. I know that that is my opinion, but it is an observation, very disconnected. And, you know, I understand that their generation was brought up by being programmed remotely through the television from the 40s and 50s and 60s, that this is just what they're comfortable with, and to look up or around is not something that they are willing to do.
Yes. Yeah, it's the, well, it's also, you know, when you bring it up with friends and family, you know, you have to have, like, bravery there to start diving into it.
Well, yes, I do hesitate with family and friends. I try to gingerly introduce little articles or share them, but I'm very careful of how I share and what I share with whom. There's a few friends that I have of awakened friends that I thank God I can communicate with and share these stories with and thoughts, but it's not a very large group of people that are, you know, really engaging in this. You know, you don't have to be into aliens and UFOs and all that jazz, but a spiritual being knows that they exist. People that study metaphysics and healers, we all are aware that we have spirit guides, and there are aliens part of this entire. It's not just one or the other. It's all inclusive.
It's everything.
And even,
yeah.
you know, biblically speaking, you know, they brought that to us. And people just are not making that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big UFO community, but it's not really spiritually usually. It's research, you know, through the, at least
right.
it seems like it.
But
yeah.
I am on the spiritual side of things, and I will say that I'm experiencing both phenomenons, both on a spiritual platform and extraterrestrial platform, galactic, you know, platform. So, you know, I think that we need to come together. Not just scientifically speaking, and yes, you know, it's all about the proof, and, you know, I think we have enough proof. I don't think it's about disclosure any longer. It's about, you know, it's already happened.
Yeah.
But we just need more of awakened people.
Yeah, just where to look, and, but yeah, everything is, you know, spiritual, even research is all, it's all connected, and you can call it metaphysical disclosure or metaphysical awakening, however you want to look at it. Yeah. It's,
I don't want to hog the phone, but I just wanted to chime in and share my thoughts tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Helpful. All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. This is, that is true. We are in an awakening. Awakenings of so many. I use the disclosure works. It is a hot. You can say it's a word that gets attention, you know, at least to, hopefully. At least on YouTube, a key word that people understand at least. So, but yeah, what this happened in, I don't know what ocean it was, but I can go into that more tonight, about that meteor that hit the ocean. But yeah, it was quite huge. It was on secure team. It was recently on secure team. It's on YouTube. And it's, that was probably one of the bigger anomalies that's happened, you know, in a long time. Of course, you have that, you know, with Arizona, that's not being really talked about either. It's like the whole world can be shifting. We're going through a pole shift, and the news is just looking in the other direction. So talking about a cover up there. And it did feel like about that, you know, what happened, you know, with that meteor or ship that hit the ocean, it was like a warning, you know, or a sign of things to come. You can say it's a message to the government of that it's time for the awakening, you can say, is what I'm receiving from that. It's just a sign of things to come. And some are going to go in there, they're going to leave their comfort zone of what's here. It's basically we're re-educating ourselves, basically to our own senses, our own spirit guides, our own vibration. You know, we're just shifting into a whole nother thinking pattern. And it's not easy. It's kind of like a new hippie movement, you can say. But it's more of a spiritual. I mean, the hippie movement was kind of spiritual, but it had a lot of LSD and things like that also. see on Coast to Coast. I think I closed that out. But when you go to Coast AM, there's a Lizard Man illustration. Not sure why they posted this, but that's I don't know if there was like a sighting recently or something like that. And there was something else about a strange. Yeah, it was on Coast to Coast also. What was this? A creepy humanoid creature washes up ashore in China. It's basically like this coral creature. And it started moving on its own. So this guy is holding it. And once again, there's not much mention about it on, oh, of course, on the news. Let's see here. This is strange. An enormous squirrel sculpture recently put on display in Kazakhstan city. Yeah, that's not going to make world news. It caused a lot of controversy. It stands about 40 feet high and constructed out of straw and wood. Testament to the old adage of everyone's a critic. Reception of a squirrel sculpture. That's something like that. That's neat. Kazakhstan, definitely. Like an Illuminati city, you can say. That's cool. There's much going on in the world that our current news is not. Basically, it's just, you know, our current news is just, you know, basically, well, not all of it, but a lot of it's Trump bashing. Okay, we have another caller here. Okay, caller, I believe you are now live. Hello, greetings. Anybody there?
I wanted to listen to what you have to say about the show. It's a pretty interesting topic.
Thank you.
And it's not an easy topic either.
No, it depends on who you
are. Very intelligent.
Yeah. Thank you. So, what's going on? Have anything to have a story for us or anything?
Well, I mean, story to say. Well, I wonder if that Arizona, there we go. Is that for real? That highway or something 69 or 79, something like that, where they find extraterrestrials?
Oh, what about?
What
about it?
Is that true? I mean, do you know anybody has to the area? You keep go through the highway, and then of course about the pyramids. Like they built the pyramids and the Mayans, and then in Egypt. It's pretty interesting because we are thought that the pharaoh. People did it, but they say no, it was them. controversy information there. So I mean, literally, I never had an experience. I just like to read and from the news and what people say and articles and then NASA. You know, we know NASA information is accurate. Yeah, that's my story.
Yeah, there's a cover up. Obviously, that they don't want it to. I mean, there's a thing on some of the news. Of course, the news is like the worst person to. Well, not always, but those that are in Arizona, I guess it depends, but a lot of them are probably very open-minded. I think they even talk about it open-mindedly, not that in depth, but they know something's going on. When you're in that area, you just know, because I believe most people get some kind of experience, not everybody, but quite a bit. They just know something's there or something's going on. So, you know, so just the mainstream media from, you know, from outside that area, of course, is just going to close it all down. That's not part of their agenda. I mean, yeah, we're just under some kind of hoax, you can say, to keep us not aware of what's going on, but that's going to change over time. So, yeah, with the pyramid, yeah, it's a lot of alien Atlantean knowledge during that time period. Basically, advanced humans, and because there's so much manipulation, you know, humans just kind of lost their high vibration. We were at a higher energy when, you know, it's like a happy energy. You just think more clearly, you get more information, but when you're depressed and angry, and of course the news is very good at that, and society is very good at that, with negative drama, so it just shuts us down to a, what they call a third dimensional or two dimensional way of life. So it's hard to comprehend what's going on when you're always frustrated. So
yeah,
so that's, yeah. Oh yeah, there's truth to everything. All, I mean, not everything is truth, but yeah, there's definitely a truth to all this. It's just covered up. So
well, do you know, is there, I think the purpose is to save the planet, right? Greenery.
Oh yeah, they're, yeah. Well, it wasn't for the spiritual beings here and the alien beings are here, we wouldn't be here right now. So you know, yeah, they are. Yeah, and it's helping us understand our abilities so we can wake ourselves up, so we can take back the planet, basically. You know, raise our vibration, be more positive, and you know, heal the earth, basically. That's what this is all about. So, like telepathy and, yeah, and all of that. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was easier for human mind back in the decades ago, because now there's too much social media and the game.
Yes.
So I, the mind of the human is not the same as it was like in the Kaibol area of the Native Indians. They only had very few thoughts. Now people have more thoughts than they did 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
Well, yeah, you can say during the Industrial Revolution around the 1800s, it's like we were given that technology. I mean, of course, we had the abilities to improve it and create it, but we were given like downloads and however, we were helped. And, you know, not to say we don't know what we're doing, we're, you know, but with technology increasing, it just showed us, yeah, the manipulations got stronger on us. Yeah, more people were open in the past. But now we can all connect, you know, like with the internet and all that. So, of course, they saw that as a threat. They see it in the future before we do, too. So yeah, we've been getting hit harder than probably we've ever had before. So technology's been a blessing and a curse. So, yeah. Especially with our food and water being manipulated. So, yeah. So.
That's
but we'll break out. Yeah.
So, what,
yeah,
I'm afraid is, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's food shortage, because I'm seeing more products made and stored in fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, people are going crazy in the United States.
I wouldn't worry.
Constructing. No?
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't worry. I mean, we don't know. A lot of people say get your restorable foods and, you know, and then nothing happens. But you never know. Do what's right for you. You know, I don't see anything. I don't see a food. I mean, of course, when like a hurricane or something like hits, there's going to be a food shortage for that time, you know, or some kind of natural disaster. Yeah. But sometimes your food supply gets wiped out, too. So. Well, at least you have it. That's true. But, you know, I'm not seeing anything to course, it's always difficult to see that far in the future. So, I don't know. Just do what you feel is right. Let's put it that way.
Well, so. I have another question here. Abductions, I always think, is that really real?
Oh, yeah. I think they still do it, too. Yeah. They do it as different reasons behind it. Different being like the Greys are trying to improve their own DNA, or they're just doing it to scare the hell out of you. It has different reasons for it, but it still goes on, I believe. It's just not publicized. Yeah, you have Nordics, you have different beings that are involved with it. Yeah, they're just, some of them are trying to figure us out or give us information. Like, they look weird and they can be just being friendly and we're just freaking out. So, but yeah, abductions are very real. I don't think it's the number it used to be, though. I wouldn't worry about it, though.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah. Oh, that's real. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
everything.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Government's covering it up. They're just, well, they're involved with it in some ways. Oh, in a lot of ways, actually. Oh, yeah, all of it's. Oh, yeah, there's a lot out there. Just don't get paranoid. It's all right.
Okay.
You know, there's a metaphysical, there's a spiritual connection to it all. Basically, just trust your senses and not fear, because fear is a weapon that they use against us. So if you heal that fear and just use love, there's nothing to fear, if that makes sense. You know, just, you know, because fear rules mankind. Mostly. So fear of the unknown. Movies aren't really helping in that regard, but it's for us to overcome. The main part is to overcome our fears. That's what wildlife is about. So.
That's very true. All right. Yeah, interesting.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I like to still listen to a show. If you have more to say, it's interesting.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I try to.
Okay.
I'm on YouTube also if you're looking around, unless you don't. Yeah, I'm on Blog Talk and YouTube. So you can just look up Ivan Teller. You can find me there.
All right.
On YouTube if you want. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings. Take care. All right. Thank you for calling in. And for anybody else who wants to call in, please feel free. Let's see here. What do we have? Giant Squirrel went through that. Wizard Man. And let's see here for Fords. Before it's news. Ooh. What that is. Pedogate, Unleash Arrests are happening. This is on Before It's News. Let's see. I don't know what this is. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. I don't know what that is. Yeah, 1 second. QAnon message decoded. I'm not sure what that. Let me start off by saying QAnon. All right, I'm not getting much out of that. You know, I looked at this stuff before I came on, and I'm not getting very far. Bitcoin to replace central bank fiat currency. I don't think that's going to happen. Possibility? I don't think so. Yeah, there's definitely... Yeah, the currency situation is a high possibility. You know, if this whole... the poll shit happened... We're definitely going to have a new currency somewhere. It's a perfect opportunity to bring in a new currency, that's for sure. Let's see, we're in July, and I felt July would be a turning point. We're still in the early stages of it. Of course, I should call this metaphysical disclosure. Connected to the fifth dimension, maybe I'll start calling it. trying things out. I'm not sure where I'm going with all the show titles. Voice for Blog Talk. But yeah, this is a spiritual connection. It's not just about aliens, it's about spirits on the other side. This is about angels. It's about loved ones that have crossed over, you know, that they got old, you know, loved ones that are in elderly stage and then they cross over and people mourn for a very long time, but realize that you can still connect to them. You just have to trust your instincts, trust your energy, and they're still with you. They're just happy. They're not in that body anymore, normally, because that body, just like a car, breaks down after a long time. It's like if a car breaks down, you know, you just go get another one, right? Well, that's kind of the same thing. It's like you are the soul driving that car, and the car represents the body. Well, the body eventually is going to have to break down eventually, at least in this you know, dimension that we're in. And you know, you get out and go get another one, or you get out. I mean, it's not like, you know, at the end of the world, the energy that's driving that car is still here. And that's not really in the mainstream. Of course, you have the Long Island medium and other mediums out there that connect to those that have crossed over. But those that, you know, people that go see mediums, they feel like they can't connect to their loved ones. But they can. You know, it takes some time. But another thing is you got to believe it. You got to believe you can connect to your friends and families. And, you know, you won't really, maybe you can have a medium, go to a medium just for validation. You know, comfort also, because you can't always get all information. You get a different point of view. But, you know, it's opening up that, the mental state. You know, because a lot of people mourn forever through lovers, or through family members. Of course, when you have a family member that died, through a car crash or whatever it was, just like instantly, like take the whole family down. And realize instead of mourning forever, you can connect to that soul. The family can help that soul cross over if it has not crossed over to the right place. And the family can heal quicker. Instead of this, I don't know what's going on. It's like, you can instantly connect to that energy. You can instantly connect to them right now, even when they're with you. And that's what telepathic abilities are. And that's what, you know, we're here to. That was another thing. Kim, that's right, for a subject matter, is telepathy. Telepathy is like, for example, we'll use relationships, for example. Like if you're in a crowd or if you're in a mall, you know, usually you have to go up to somebody and scare them and talk to them and freak them all out. But what about if once our telepathy abilities are heightened, where you can just, you see somebody you're attracted to and just, you know, talk to them mentally. And is that scary? Maybe at first, because we're still kind of in the Stone Age. But, you know, once again, yeah, it's a good call. Not to insult those, but, you know, it's those that are, you know, not aware of all this. But, you know, telepathy, of course, that's not the easiest thing to develop, but together we can. But conversations that you can do, it's basically connecting to each, you know, just like you see somebody's attracted to you, that you're attracted to, and send them a message mentally. And let me tell you, it might be scary at first because we're not aware of it, but once you get used to it, it's not a big deal. Because that's another thing that's going on. It's like, you know, when you get freaked out by some stranger approaching you, because you don't know what you're dealing with. You know, because it's hard to read that person. You know, so, of course, that person can feel all charming and ends up being, you know, not so much. But with telepathy, this isn't always the case, but most of the cases, you're leaving yourself open. Meaning they can read into your energy. If this person is positive or they have alternative motives. It's a little bit harder to hide your motives. That's another reason why telepathy has been shut down for, you know, forever. Not to say everybody's not telepathic, but to develop telepathy, it just takes time, love. You can practice with your family members or friends. Usually, from what I've seen, usually just a positive message travels faster than a negative one. I think negative ones really work all that well or at all. I don't practice that often. Okay, not barely at all. I might receive a telepathic message every once in a while from someone that I know. It would come out of nowhere. And it'd be like, wow, that was absolutely, it's positive. And so, I mean, I'm using relationships as an example because many, that's where a lot of issues do happen. Of course, with the family situation, you know, when you're more open, because then it's a little bit harder to hide it. Of course, you're not your whole life is being seen, but your inner soul, it's like your intentions are pretty clear. If you're hiding something, it's you got to really know what you're doing, but they'll probably pick up something that you're hiding. Oh, you're hiding something, aren't you? And but right now, we're all shut down, so it's very difficult to see any of that. And you can say most souls are chatterboxes. Not all, but quite a few of them are. Nothing wrong with that. We learn from each other. It's the only way to learn from each other is to communicate. So, but yeah, telepathy is another engine of the soul. Imagine if that was in mainstream conversations. And it will be. This is all, you can say, controversial. This is like controversial radio. It shouldn't be. It doesn't need to be. But this is like pirate radio in some ways, you can say. It's like all these are controversial topics. Like, what are you talking about? You know, the soul. What is that? Yeah, because it is true. I'm going to repeat what, or is it? I'm going to repeat it again anyway. It's not just about the aliens. That's a part of it. They are our family, but of course, also the spirit world. The spirit's on the other side, even if you agree with them or not, that's okay. We're helping the spirit world grow as we grow. We're growing together, and the angels, we live through the angel energies. The angels connect to our vibration, like Archangel Michael connects to me. And it's just basically to, they live through us to enhance the earth's energies for positive or good, you know, because it's not always going to be perfect. You know, you do the best you can. You don't have to be perfect. It's just, you know, you know your flaws, you forgive yourself, or you don't have to, but if you feel like you need to forgive yourself, but there's no such thing as perfection, but, you know, we're all here to grow together to make a united earth, basically. And you can say this is a controversial topic for right now, but I believe more people just, you know, there's nothing to fear of any of this. It's weird. Like, I talk about aliens because it's a fun topic. Of course, I'm waiting for them to show up. Maybe I'm just knocking on their door a little bit too much, or maybe not. But I think in some ways it helps because it's just kind of getting the ball rolling in some ways. But I'm, you know, experiencing it naturally, but also kind of, you know, give us some kind of course, the media is covering up a lot. Well, they know what they're doing, of course, but it's just the vibration of, you can say disclosure is not the best word for it, but awakening, soul awakening, like the Renaissance, the spiritual Renaissance, I guess I can call it, call the show or call this segment the spiritual Renaissance connected to the fifth dimension. So, okay, we have another caller here. All right. You are on the air. Greetings.
Well, hey, how's it going, Ivan?
You're good.
This is Mark Murphy, part of your group. One of my biggest questions is, with all this, I want to say, evolving that everybody's going to a different dimension and stuff, I want to say, it almost seems like the souls is almost burying all their secrets and stuff like that. So it seems like it's kind of like a bumpy road, sort of like in my case and everything, but I don't know. I've been trying to stay grounded, but there's been a lot of stuff been going on.
Yeah. What has been, you mean connecting to different dimensions, or what is it that's
Not really dimensions. Well, almost like being under attack.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So like being under attack, you know.
Yep.
I don't know where it's coming from and stuff. So kind of had an incident last Sunday where my vehicle was vandalized, and I tried to make a ruckus about it with my job, and my job was threatening to fire me because I made a ruckus about it.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like in your area, at least the, I want to say, always go back to the reptilians. It feels like a reptilian presence there is very heavy. They're really upset with, because it feels like you're making a lot of peace, like with yourself and the energies around you.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're losing their power here, is what I'm gathering. So,
they sometimes come through into my mother sometimes?
A little bit. I feel actually archons around her a little bit.
I know, because sometimes they, like, I could be talking to my mother, all of a sudden she just automatically get mad all of a sudden. And lately she's been hemorrhaging from the eye. Like major hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's been. I know she's been visited, but I don't know in which type of way. But it seemed like her body is failing, or I don't know what type of experiments is going on.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit of an archon visitation there. Is she just, you know, obviously she's not, you know, kind of giving into them a little bit. They're kind of part of her a little bit, not entirely. But they seem to be, they're using her to get to you.
And you know, that's, I got to give respect to my mother and stuff, but it seems like it's almost every day. Every day when she sees me, something rehashes and she just goes in. I'm like, man, and sometimes I could be like Archangel Michael, if you could just step in and do some holy roly stuff, that could be a little bit. But some of those times, I just sit there and let it roll off because I know sometimes she may be a soundboard, but sometimes being a soundboard also, you know, breaks you down. And so having those little spats, you know, I hate to have that and I hate to see that, you know. I know everybody ain't perfect and stuff, but it seems like it's influences.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like, well, at her age, too, she's tired. So they're kind of using her as a vehicle to get at you. From what it seems, that she has no idea. She just, you know, it's difficult to heal something like that. Because she has to want it. And it's not always, even if you want to be healed, it's not always easy when you're under attack. You know, you just kind of have to endure it until it eventually lets go. It's like, stay strong, you know, bring in your angels. Because even when you're under attack, it's hard to, you know, I know, I've been through it. It's hard to get help. It's like, they cut off the help, and you're just like, great. So you just take the beating, basically. Like, so, I'm like, that's what it feels like.
I had a question. In the Bible, it talks about Job. Now, did Job really exist and go through the those tests that God gave him?
I think to an extent, not exactly to that. They might have, like, blew up some of it. Like, took it to another, kind of intensified it, yeah. But they're using it to get people's attention. Yeah, I don't think it was at that. But it was just, it sent a message to people, you know, that, you know, if he can survive this, so can you.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's what I'm getting. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was not easy, but I don't think it was that bad.
So. Now, I've been seeing a lot of these professors and archaeologists. A lot of them have been getting killed and stuff. And a lot of these actual physicists. One of them, by the name of Delbert Blair, and another guy was a Zulu shaman, which was Credo Mutawa and stuff. And a lot of these guys are just now becoming, I guess, aware in the last 2 years. But a lot of these guys, they're dying. They're killing them off. I'm telling the truth about how history really started. And I was just wondering, by me going into that type of, I guess, field and that type of thinking, does that put me also in danger in the spiritual realm?
Well, in the spiritual realm, probably in some ways. But you are protected, of course. But there are certain subject matters you might find where it's like, wow, it really hit something. And it's hard to say where, you know, you might be so protected where it won't bother you so much. It's hard to say. But, so, you know, it feels like you're building up your defenses so you don't have to go through a major attack, from what it seems like. So I'd say just keep going the direction you want to go.
Okay.
You'll make it through.
Okay. And a lot of people I come in encounter with and stuff, not a lot of people, but the ones I kind of mentioned, you know, like a provoker thought. And a lot of them, you know, I kind of, I guess, kind of pull it, almost like a nudge, you know, to their conscience to let them think, like, okay, maybe there's more to this that's out there and everything. I was wondering, does that also put me on the path of being a light worker by doing that?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Oh, yeah, you'll get stronger. You're still learning your what do you want, but, yeah, you'll get definitely stronger with this.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Has there been any visitations lately in the last maybe 2 weeks or so?
I just see Palladians around you. I see some grays. They're just observing, though.
I kind of sense them sometimes. Sometimes I feel like almost like a kid's-like spirit, you know, or sometimes I'll be sitting here like, I feel like, you know, somebody just sitting there, just watching, you know, just observing and saying, what is that, like, mainly emotion? I kind of talk to myself and be like, okay, this is why I'm feeling now. Or if I'm listening to my music in the car, I tell them this is what it feels to be happy or joy. And I was wondering, do they pick that up by me?
They pick it all. Yeah, they do pick it all. It does feel like they're leading you into a direction, like a positive direction, though.
Okay.
But they're, whatever you're looking for, like with archaeology or whatever it is, they're helping you with it. Well, I feel definitely. Your partner in crime, they say. Something like that.
Oh, you say we're partners in crime?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man, but I don't know why. I've always been fascinated and stuff. And the fields that I always wanted to go in, my mother sure told me, well, you won't be able to get in that one. But if there's some way that they know in my interest in this type of stuff, is there any way that some institute or, you know, some type of group we could be like, okay, well, I see this guy. He's kind of interested. Maybe I could take him in out of my wing and probably, you know, train him and let him know this is what's really going on. Will that ever happen in the future for me?
Yeah, it feels like just to reach out to people. I mean, some people might not get back to you, but just keep reaching out. You might get a dozen doors closed. But just keep going. I believe, it's hard to say when, but I believe it's part of your path from what I feel. So,
I can't concentrate on nothing else.
That's good.
Every day, it's I don't say heavy on me. Well, the interest is there. It's almost like my interest is on fire. So every day, it's always something I got to learn or I haven't heard of in it.
Yeah, that's good. The direction you want to go in, just keep on it, because you'll find it somehow. It might take a couple of years, hard to say when it'll happen, but I believe you're on the right track for sure.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, Ab. I'm going to finish listening up to you.
All right, thank you.
If I call a couple more times, Ab, don't get mad at me and stuff.
Oh, not at all. Call.
All right.
Feel free. Oh, yeah. I'm happy for you calling in. Sure. Definitely.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, all right, take care. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, feel free. Yeah, if you already called in, feel free to call anytime. Yeah, the phone lines are pretty clear, so you'll get your ride in. So that's what this is all about, sharing information and encouraging others to call in with their experiences, because you know, from my point of view, there's only so much you can get, but getting others in here, that's a reason for this, is to learn from others, the knowledge of others, basically. Different points of view, definitely the way we want to go. We're still in the early stages of all this, figuring out what to do. The intro music I'm going to change, and that's all right. I might change this also to the UFO metaphysical disclosure. I'll just still call it disclosure. It's a key word. Get people. UFO might be scaring people away, possibly. So we'll play. I'll play around with it. Let's see. Yeah, because I've connected the aliens. Benjamin Fulford. I mentioned this on YouTube. Benjamin Fulford arrests in August. 9/11 announcement into September. That should be interesting. And Jubilee in October. I don't know what that is. Even on Alex Jones, I heard something about 9/11, some kind of 9/11 disclosure. You know, well, it kind of connects to September, I felt, of some something's going to happen in December. I mean, September also, but I have no clue. Feels like, at least with Alien Disclosure, basically the energies are increasing. We still have the rest of this month to go through, so it might be more alien anomalies or spiritual anomalies, as you want to call it, because, yeah, it is all connected, of course, but the alien stuff's fun because it feels like, at least my agenda, well, it's basically the alien agenda to crack that open a little bit more. At least we put the alien stuff out there to look at it from a metaphysical way instead of a research direction. Like, there's a lot of channelers of alien galactic information, galactic... that's good. I mean, we can't prove any of it physically, but it's still good energy to bring in, you know, galactic meetings or whatever it might be. My direction there is so we can actually experience it, you know, in the physical is what I'm being tuned towards, you know. So that's why I don't do a whole lot of galactic. I used to do galactic updates, but it feels like part of me is kind of cooled all of that down at the moment. Okay, we have another caller. This will be the last caller for the night. Well, greetings, you're on the air.
Greetings. It's me again.
Oh.
I forgot one more thing.
Yeah, cool.
What was that fireball over Missouri that everybody saw the last couple of nights? Well, actually 2 days ago, because it was almost had everybody on shock and stuff. And I just wanted to know, was that a spaceship or was that a comet?
No, I think it was a spaceship. I feel a spaceship. Wow, I didn't even hear of that. Really? When was that?
This was 2 days ago near Kansas City, Missouri, but a lot of Missourians had called in, and I guess they seen it. They actually showed it and stuff, and I told them, I said, okay, now this don't look like no goddamn fireball. This looks like some type of, you know, a vehicle, which I remember listening to you.
Yeah.
You said that would start making itself known. So I just wanted to
know,
was that a friendly, letting people know, like, hey, we're here?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Wow, I have to look that up. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's no, I have not heard anything on that. Usually I do. Well, I guess when you look up UFO sightings, they don't. I guess you have to look up asteroid sightings instead. Something different.
Oh, man. But just look it up. Kansas City, I think it's KSHB News, Kansas City News Channel and stuff. I think it's Fox 4. And just look up Fireball in Sky, and it should pop up.
Okay, I'll do that. Wow, that's good. Good to hear. And it's not making mainstream, of course. Well, hopefully one day it will. Oh, wow, fireball.
Well,
cool.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we have a lot of contact around here in the Midwest and stuff. But I think the area is almost like hot. I don't know if they got ley lines around here, but I know they got a lot of caves around here that's like kept secret, where a lot of secret societies back in, I guess, the 40s and 50s used to go. In a swell park, but, you know, to me, Kansas City is kind of mysterious. It's got too many limestone caves and stuff that goes around the bump in the night.
Yeah, it says a fireball seen flying across the Midwest. Is that? Maybe that's
uh-huh,
it.
That was it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah. I think it's a ship from what I can feel. And flying across. Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel it's a friendly one, though. Definitely.
Was it Arcturians?
I feel their energy around it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel
Arcturians. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to look like nature, like nature phenomenons, to not spook people out too much.
No.
That's part of it. You know, that's what I feel. That's the beginning of it. You know, and then eventually, of course, they've had sightings of ships, but they got to be careful. You know, like, I don't know if it's on security team. They had, like, a mothership, all these little ships coming out of it. It's like, that kind of freaks me out.
That's what I kind of feel like in these clouds. Sometimes I look up and almost sense, like, you know, like they're cloaked and stuff. And they're looking down and it's like, how many people actually look up into the sky with their day-to-day doing? That's what I kind of feel. It's like, which one out of all these people with curiosity will think, huh, I wonder if something's out there right now and stuff. And I wonder, they home in that, and does that attract them? Like, do that spark their curiosity?
Yeah. Well, when you are looking up or you're connecting, they know that they feel that. You know, the beings feel that instantly. so they know when they're you're watching.
I tell them, what's up, Space Brother? High five, and you know,
yeah.
if I you was
oh,
there,
yeah.
I pass.
oh, yeah.
Man, I'm wondering, do they have like sense of humor? Do they sense that sense of humor in some time?
Oh
also?
Yeah, they do everything. Yeah, they go right through us. Yeah, they feel everything. They know more about us than we know about ourselves. So yeah.
All right. Well, I wish they didn't let me know about myself. All right, thanks, Ivan. Bless you.
No, Jameet. Well, that's the whole... Well, we're figuring that out. They can't let us know too much, apparently.
Yeah.
So. All right. All right, thanks for calling in again. All right, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, call
thanks,
again. Bless again.
You.
Feel free.
Night.
All right,
gotcha.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right, night. Cool. All right. All right, coming down to the wire. Yeah, thank you for that. So it's Missouri. Yeah, I'm glad you called this one then. Oh, wow. Let's see here. Kansas, Michigan. The fireball went over Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of reports from citizens pouring into AMS, whatever that is. Can mean that the meteor actually went through the earth. Yeah, it feels like you're doing the meteor. Of course, depending on your energies, that's fascinating. I'm glad they're not, you know, because they usually say, oh, this, you know, they're trying, well, they're getting ready. So I'll look more into this. So, yeah, I feel like the skies are going to light up in certain areas. So not to be afraid, but they're letting us know. It feels like part of it, at least on the alien front, even spiritual, you know, front, it's like it's time to let us know what's going on. You know, we've been kind of looking the other direction for such a long time. It's time for us to, I wouldn't say meet your maker, but just, you know, it's time to learn about ourselves, the spiritual renaissance, the Atlantean renaissance, you know. So that's what this month is. It feels like it's a turning point month. And that's pretty fascinating. I'll definitely look into that. Okay. All right, blessings, and I'll be on YouTube tonight, probably around 10 or 11 o'clock tonight for another broadcast, usually around 30 or 40 minutes. You can go to ivantoller.com to find more about me, and we'll be working up more material for our show. The next show will be on Friday. All right, blessings, everyone. All right, thank you for tuning in, and see you soon.